All right, y'all. I gotta be honest. Every time I scroll, I end up getting mad at something I see. And it's not just me. Oxford even named rage bait the word of the year. I talked with Craig Silverman of Indicator all about this. We talked about how rage bait became so common and how it's impacting the way we use social media.
We are inundated with so much angry and mean stuff online, and it's a lot of it is because the algorithms reward it. If the big companies aren't going to stop this, what can we do?
I think like that goes to one of the core things here that I always want to emphasize for people is like your time and your attention, these are very valuable things. And so I think for people, the conscious element of what you are choosing to spend your time on and where you choose to give your attention, but also a kind of emotional awareness of like, how is this making me feel and why am I being shown this? And what is the goal of this content? You don't have to feel like you have to stay there scrolling. Or if you're seeing content that is making you feel bad or too emotional, you can sort of change your algorithm. You can search and go for different types of content and watch that content and engage with it and start to sort of tell these systems, I want more of this and I want less of that.
For more on how Ragebait is changing our views and how it's impacting how we use social media, check out my podcast, Explain It to Me, wherever you get your podcasts.